Crossing to the other side, the case. Senator Sherman's car had just pulled onto the long suspension bridge when it went wildly out of control. The car careened across the divider and slammed into oncoming traffic. The bulletproof windows were up and the doors locked. Inside was the senator, dead, shot once through the head. No gun was found in the car. The mystery: who killed the senator? What was the motive? And how could he have been shot in a locked car?
So he was shot before
he got in the car? Yeah.
No.
Was he shot through the sunroof?
No.
Was he shot through the metal of the car?
Nope.
Was there a window that wasn't bulletproof?
No.
Were any of the windows broken?
No.
And he was actually shot?
Yep.
And it was before he got in?
Right.
So the whole car was...
Somebody shot him and then tucked...
To put the gun off their butt.
And what?
Put the gun off their butt.
They just jumped and tucked.
Did they put the bullet in the vent and turn on the heat real high and wait for the bullet to go off?
That it would be some powerful.
Oh! Did they put a bullet in the fuse block?
No.
Did they put a bullet in the airbag thing?
No.
Did the car, when the car like crashed, was it intact? Like it was pretty much fine.
It doesn't really talk much about the car in the story or in terms of, you know, the condition it was in.
Was the gun shot in a way that wasn't with the gun?
You mean like with a bow and arrow or a rubber band?
Just anything else.
A bullet and a rubber band. Just like this.
Was he dead before the car crashed?
It would never work.
No, I know.
It's a bunk. It's all that would happen.
I know.
Was he dead before the car crash?
No, he was not dead before the car. Well,
was he shot before the car crashed?
Yes.
Is that what made the car crash? Was the shot?
Was it his driver? Did his driver kill him?
No.
Was there anybody else in the car but him and the driver?
No.
Was there a gun, like, secretly sewn into the chair and it was off a timer? Well, the timer went off.
There was no gun in the car.
You know what we really need to do is write movies.
Yeah, but if you have it secretly sewn into the car, in the chair somewhere, and you go look around, I wouldn't notice it either.
I could see where a big old bullet come out of the back of the freaking chair.
It's like a flap.
it goes right back up when it's done.
What's that flap for? Don't worry about that flap.
It's very 007. No.
Was it a sniper?
No.
But there's nothing, there's no holes in the car.
There was...
A sniper that had a bullet that magically went through the car and didn't break.
They never found a bullet in JFK either.
It only affects flesh. It goes right through everything else. Yeah, exactly.
Was it a convertible?
No, that would be a clever way of...
All the windows were up.
So was the bullet in the car?
Yeah.
The bullet that killed him was in the car.
Well, yeah.
But there was no gun with the bullet.
Right.
Was it only the driver and the senator?
So there was only a bullet.
Just a bullet in his head.
So he didn't have, like, a bullet already in his head.
No, but
I'm talking about... I was born with this.
Did he shoot himself and then swallow the gun?
Jesus. What makes a fucking gun?
It's a bubblegum gun.
Number one, how are you swallowing a gun? Number two, how are you swallowing a gun after you already killed yourself?
He wasn't dead, apparently. Exactly. Like, what's...
Did the driver shoot him and then roll the window down and chuck it out the window?
No.
No, because the driver didn't kill him.
No. Mm-mm.
Did the driver survive?
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense. He didn't kill himself.
They never do.
Was there a whole bullet in the car? Like, bullet casing everything?
It doesn't say anything.
Why does it matter?
Because it could matter. Was it a bullet, a whole casing, gunpowder, and everything to where it went off and it killed him? Or was
There's
it some kind of magic
in his head.
Where somebody fucking had a bullet and they just went like Magneto?
Yes, that's exactly how it happened. Just like that.
Just like
there was never anybody else in the car besides those two.
Nobody.
Was there a gun hidden in the car at all?
No.
There was never a gun in that car at any point.
Never.
So the driver.
So that bullet went off some other way.
Well, that's what I was saying.
That's why I asked if it was shot in a way that wasn't with a freaking gun.
Oh, and Mom's like, no, it wasn't. It was with a gun.
So it was
it in was it in a light? Was the bullet in a light? And when they turned the light off, the electricity made the bullet go off?
But it wasn't in.
It's your parents always yelling when you turn that light on in your car.
No, it's a thing.
The bullet. No, I'm saying that the bullet was shot with a gun. That's what she just told me.
Yes, it was shot
with a gun. But there was never a gun in the car.
Never in the car.
And he wasn't shot before he was put in the car.
Nope.
And there's no hole in the car.
Was he shot after the car crash?
No.
Was it... No,
this is dumb.
Did he have to roll his window down at any point?
Yes.
Did the glass break when the freaking car crashed?
You said no.
No.
So he got stopped by somebody.
Okay. The guy who, when they said they were going over a drawbridge?
They were going over a suspension bridge.
Yeah. The park ranger?
Before the bridge?
Do they carry guns?
Oh. Were they stopped before the bridge?
So he rolled down the window and somebody shot him through the open window.
You might have some kind of...
And it wasn't a sniper...
Was it like a checkpoint?
So whoever shot him was outside
the car. Keep going with all of these, this kind of questions. You haven't hit it yet. You're not close.
The person who shot him was outside the car.
Yes.
They shot him through the open window.
But they were somebody that would make him roll down his window.
Right.
Did he get pulled over?
Did he know this person?
No.
Was it a fake cop?
No.
Was it a fake...
Was it a person of authority?
Was it a homeless person they were giving money to?
Was this before or after the wreck?
Was it a boot drop?
What we've already discussed, this happened before the car crash because it caused the car crash to some extent.
Were they on a slight incline?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It's a bridge? It may have been on a...
That's what I'm saying. Like, did they stop and roll their window down on the bridge?
I get the feeling that yes, that is exactly...
Was it a toll bridge?
Yes.
It was a toll booth?
Yes.
The toll attendant shot him?
Yes, but you got to get more than that.
It wasn't somebody that was normally a toll...
Right.
A toll attendant?
Correct.
It was somebody pretending to be the toll
attendant. Yes.
Yeah, like just so that he could shoot him.
Assassin.
Like, were they planning on shooting them or just shooting somebody?
Reword that.
Were they planning on shooting the senator?
No.
The driver?
Yes.
And he missed?
Yes.
And he killed the senator?
How the fuck do you miss when someone's in the back seat and someone's in the front seat?
Well, that's the other part.
Well, unless he was sitting in the passenger seat.
Let me see something. Okay, you have to get... No.
No, that would never be in the passenger seat.
The senator was like, you know what? I want to learn how to drive today and decided to drive.
Psych!
Just because you're getting driven around doesn't mean you don't know how to drive.
Well, that's not what I meant. Okay. Saying more like,
if you're a senator, you better know how to drive a car.
The other part you have to get is the motive, and it's very particular.
Was the driver sleeping with the person's wife?
No.
Was the driver constantly not paying tolls?
Just driving through, flipping them off every day.
Here's your
quarterback, motherfucker.
No.
Was it his brother?
No.
Are they related at all?
No.
Do they know each other?
What'd you say?
Money.
Yes.
So it was over money.
Mm-hmm. Was it drug?
It was over its own money.
Yeah.
Was it a gambling debt?
Yes.
The driver had a gambling debt that he couldn't pay. The bookie,
to a toll person?
No, the bookie hired somebody to pretend to be a toll booth worker.
What?
They already found out that the person that was then the toll
in
position
the toll
was,
booth
pretending.
Was pretending.
Yes, they're not a real toll booth attendant. So somebody hired them to.
No,
or was it the bookie?
It's the bookie. Yeah.
It was the bookie.
Right.
So bookie killed him because he owed him money.
Well, he tried to, but accidentally shot the senator.
Yes, an accident.
Did the driver just like block it? And then
he ducked, didn't he?
Yeah.
No,
that's why they ended up getting in the car accident. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was?
He pressed on the gas.
He pressed on the gas and then the bullet hit the senator instead and that's what caused the and then he ended up.
You guys got that way faster than I thought because I was like, having to figure out that little intricate shit. I was like, this is a pain in the ass.
We did it faster than the
other two. Yeah, we did. The story. It wasn't Senator Sherman who was the target. It was his chauffeur, Rocco. Rocco was a heavy gambler I was going to make a reference to something that none of you probably would have understood. Well, you
Rocco
might.
From...
As I say, it's his modern life.
Rocco's modern life.
I remember that.
Wow, you guys don't know.
She's the youngest one here.
Rocco's Modern Life. Anyway, okay. It wasn't Senator Sherman who was the target. It was his chauffeur, Rocco. Rocco was a heavy gambler who was behind in his payments to a local loan shark. After weeks of excuses, the greedy moneylender decided Rocco must pay with his life. Why is he greedy? Why is the loan shark greedy?
Because he wants his fucking money.
That's not greedy.
That's not greedy.
He loaned his money out. The guy hasn't paid him back.
You have a contract. Yeah. You have 2 weeks to pay me.
If anything, Rocco's greedy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the assassin-to-be was disguised as a toll booth attendant when the limousine approached the bridge. Rocco was just about to pay the toll when the killer pulled the gun. Rocco quickly pressed the button to close the electric window and floored the accelerator, causing the killer to misfire into the back seat and unfortunately into the senator. Rocco, who lost control of the car, was knocked out in the accident. But when he regained consciousness, he told the police everything. The solution: investigators must discover that the chauffeur was the target, not the senator. The killer was a loan shark disguised as a toll booth attendant who was paying back the chauffeur for not paying him back. The killer fired through the open electric window just as it was automatically closing. How long did this guy have to pretend to be a toll booth attendant?
Before
the right time that the senator and Rocco came through.
Wait a second, because it said that, okay, so limo.
Right.
I want you to think of a limo.
I'm thinking.
How long is a limo? Okay. So he pulls out his gun, just shooting through the driver's side window.
And just because he
hits the gas, somehow the bullet went. That is fastest limo. Went from zero to the speed of sound.
Yeah, slow. What was the rubber band?
Those rubber bands.
Those rubber band guns are real scary.
Just wacky. You never know what's going to happen with those.
Horrible. You can watch the whole thing coming.
Yeah. Yeah, some of these are like way out there.